Last week we were in the middle of a piece from the Bilvavi Mishkan Avenue on Mesil Sishar, trying to bring down the avoida of Keser, Pnimius HaKeser, Tanug, Oynig, in Avodas Hashem in a very, very simple way, from the Sefer Ba'atzoscha Tancheni. And now from the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, remembering, keeping in mind that the whole Sefer Mesil Sasharm is built on the Yesod of Tanug, of Zeo Tanug Ha'amiti, the whole basis of one's Avodas Hashem, and that which motivates and drives a person to be an Eved Hashem, is the anticipated Tanug, which of course does mean that it's not, doesn't fit into our traditional concept of something being purely lishma. We're going to talk about the Emunah Mitzvah Hashem. Hopefully we'll be able to start tonight and to get a better sense of how that all comes together. But where we're holding now in the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne is where it says Kuf Pei Vav. That's where we were last week. I hope you have the page. No? Yeah? You mean you never got it? No, we did.
In last week.
Huh?
In last week.
Okay, needs a chazar. The machine gun, he says. So, we were learning that Kol Tanug Shanachnu Makirim Hu Be'etzem Nitzoitz Me'atanug HaGol. Do you remember the Moshe that Chazal bring in the Medrash in Kehelis of the Bas Melech who's married to a fellow from the town, and no matter what gifts he has for her, at the end of the day, as it says in Pasuk, V'had nefesh lo temaleh, her soul cannot be filled. So he does bring her presence, and he does offer her tanugim in their relationship. He does. But all of those tanugim that she has are not complete, they're incomplete. Because sof kol sof, he's incapable of providing her with the tanug of a bas melech. He's incapable of doing that. He's a good guy. He's trying, but he's limited. This whole world is trying to give us pleasure. Me and you. It's trying to give us pleasure by the foods that we have. Nowadays, you can get glakosh, you can get kosher l'pesach, you can fast. Bismashiach. You can have whatever you like. The world is offering us many, many tanugim. But the soul remains unfulfilled, not satiated. Because all of these tanugim are tanugim chelkiyim. They're partial tanugim. It's a spark of the tanug. It's a piece of the ultimate tanug, which is l'sa'adin is dveikus b'Hashem. Dveikus b'Hashem. That's the tanug ha'amiti. So what the Ramchal is telling us is every tanug that we have in the world, Not only permitted tanugim, even forbidden tanugim. The Svarim HaKadoshim talk about that. Ahavin, the fool of love that has fallen into a bad place. There are tanugim that are permitted. There are tanugim that are sort of the tanugim that are permitted, meaning they're neutral. Klipas nogin. There are tanugim that are forbidden. But regardless, every tanug that we experience in life, other than Dveikus b'Hashem, is a nitzotz me'atanug ha'gadol. It's a spark of the ultimate tanug, the tanug ha'gadol of Dveikus b'Hashem. So how are we to look at all of these tanugim? How are we to look at these tanugim, the pleasures of this world? Since the pleasures of this world that we experience are a piece of the highest pleasure, are his galus and nitzotz of the highest pleasure, which is Dveikus b'Hashem, which is the tachlis of our being in this world, lis aneg al Hashem. So how are we to view the tanugim of our lives? Now, as we learned earlier, this midah of keser, of crown, pnimius hakeser, tanug, is that which drives us and motivates us to do everything. Because what we're all hoping for is to enjoy. To enjoy, to gain from what we're doing. So in Kuf Pei Vav, if you don't have it yet, just try to listen in the middle of the page. Adam margish cheser besocho, berotz lesanik. Okay, a person feels an emptiness in his life, berotz lesanik, and he wants to be misanik. He's feeling an emptiness, a chisaron. So I guess he puts into the computer, I am feeling empty. I am lacking pleasure in my life. Do you have any suggestions? Your Royal Highness, Google, whatever that is. Do you have any suggestions how I could have pleasure in my life? Don't ever do that with a computer. Don't ever write that in. But what could I do? I feel such a chisaron. I feel mamish that my life is empty. And I'm asking you, it's like Roy Sachuchan, a big Bal Eitzer, I'm asking Google, what could I do? His anik. So humiyad mechapes. So there's a search. Right? It runs a search. Oladabir emishu. So now we're talking about with all the filters, a nice, calm Google situation. So it says, it might suggest to you, why don't you call your best friend? Why don't you talk to an old friend? It'd be a nice thing. Oladabir emishu. Then if you have a Google that's not so choshev, it'll say, Alechol mashu, why don't you treat yourself, even though you've been on a diet for the last, on and off for the last 60 years, why don't you treat yourself to the big milkshake with a float, your favorite thing. Why don't you treat yourself? That'll take you out of the place that you're in, and you'll have a tannin. These are relatively harmless. The v'chulu is with a capital Vav, you understand. Hamatzav vaday mukaluchulam. Everybody knows this feeling, the feeling of chisaron, the feeling I'm not misaneg, I don't have tanug in my life. And kimat these same words were coming out of the mouth of some bochum that I was talking to today and yesterday. They didn't say engli tanug. They said an emptiness, a feeling of being unfulfilled and not satisfied with my life. In the middle of the page, im ha'odam yizay shai rotzen shaloi ke'es l'sanik u'be'etzem rotzen d'vekes b'varis b'ochs. Now let's say the person's able to stop. Again, we're talking poshit. It's mamish aleph beis. If the person is able to stop, and this is what a big Ovid Hashem does. He's able to stop. And he's able to identify the need for einig. He's able to acknowledge, to admit, I feel this emptiness, and I have a need to be filled. V'ha nefesh lo temalei. I feel empty. I feel unhappy. I feel unsatisfied. Im ha'odim yizah shai rotzon shaloi ke'es l'sanagu be'etzim rotzon l'devekes b'bar yizbar. If the person is able to understand, and this is what an Ovid Hashem, a big Ovid Hashem does, if he's able at that moment to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him that be'etzem, this feeling that you have, this need that you have for a tanug, is be'emes. Be'emes is the need for the ultimate tanug of Dveikus B, Dveikus B'Hashem. That's really where it's coming from. The princess is feeling the nefesh. The princess is feeling unhappy, unsatisfied. Where is that coming from? It comes from the fact that she's a bas melech. It comes from the shurish of who she is. So if one is able to identify that this rotzen right now for tanug, this rotzen right now for pleasure, for tanug, we have to try to take the word pleasure, we identify with so many different things, each person with his own musogim. With the oinig. Remember the Sefer Tzira says, Ein lamala mi oinig. There's nothing higher, it's the crown. So if the person is able, if he's able to understand, to stop, and to identify the root and the source of this need for oinig as be'emes, a longing for Dveikus B'Hashem. Reb Tzadik points out in Sikkhus HaTzadik, it says, Kol Cheshek Shlomo. He says, Shlomo Melech, David Melech, the Ovis, Moshe Benu, they were the biggest Baalei Taiva in the world. They were the biggest Baalei Taiva. Cheshek Shlomo. They were people that were filled with longing. And in Mela, when you're filled with longing, it means that there are unfulfilled longings that can cause terrible, terrible, terrible sadness, a terrible Sibrachenkai. The chilik is to understand what's the shirish of that feeling, and how could that emptiness be resolved completely? Not a temporary little thing like the guy, he brings the Bas Melech, you know, pastrami on rye or something. Okay, she says, shkoyach, shkoyach. And he says, you don't like a pastrami on rye? You know, I got that. I went to Gottlieb's in Williamsburg. You don't know what that is. I got your mamish the best pastrami sandwich in New York. And you just said, shkoyach? She says, what can I tell you? I never show it to my life. You know, I'm a Bas Melech. You bring me a pastrami sandwich. I appreciate it. You're a nice guy. It's not me. The tzaddik, that's what tzaddik is saying, that tzaddik has the deepest need for pleasure. We shouldn't think of tzaddikim as people who are not animated, who are not filled with taivas, who are not filled with rotzen fakir. The biggest bali taiva, the biggest bali rotzen, the biggest need for a tanug. The difference between them and us is they bypass all of the funny tanugim loch that this world is offering. And they understand, they think about this all the time, that my nefesh is calling out for the only one and the only way that could be satisfied. If a person, even people like us, by the way, can do this, not on the highest level, it's hard for us, but even people like us can think this way, can try to at least stop and think this way, b'shas ma'isa. And if we do, and we try to remember where is this need for tanuk coming from, even if chalila we indulge, well, let's say something which is permitted, so you don't have to even say chalila. If it is a pastrami sandwich, you don't have to say chalila. But let's say you indulge, but you at least recognize that the pleasure that you're having is a nitzotz of the tanuk ha'elyon that comes from that place of the keser. And the emptiness that you're feeling afterwards, because you thought that after you could have the pastrami sandwich, life is going to be good. Then you're going to be nice to your wife, you'll be nice to your kids, you get a new job, everything's going to be great because you had the pastrami sandwich. And then you're going to see that it's stuck in the same life that I had before the pastrami sandwich, and now I have heartburn. Otherwise, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. So you say, it must be that I need a corned beef sandwich. You know, pastrami is not enough. I have to go back and get a understand, making nice, but another tanuk, a bigger tanuk. I have to buy the delicatessen. Then I have unlimited deli. So, at hechna devar megiyim, you know, each person. We do a lot dumber things than buying delicatessens. But people looking for tanugim. But if a person stops and thinks, again, push to try to think that the etzem. What's missing in my life is Dveikus Bashem, which is the Tanug. Every other Tanug is a little spark of the Tanug. Then Harei Shala'at La'at Yigal Es Makar HaHishtoikikus, and slowly over time it begins to become clear to him. He reveals to himself the Makar, that the source of the HaHishtoikikus, the Tanug Shal HaDveikus Babarik. One of the funniest things you'll see is when like you have a very like frum person and he meets a Baal Tshuva, right? And the frum person, you might not want to ask this beferish, but he's thinking like, why would you volunteer for this? You were having a great time. You were having all the tanugim of this world and you became a Baal Tshuva? What's something wrong with you? Why'd you do that? And the Baal Tshuva's thinking about this frum person. I wish I had such a Dveikus Bashem. I wish I was in such a place of being so secure and strong and stable in my Avodas Hashem, like this from person that I'm talking to. It's a funny thing how they look at each other. It's a funny thing. The tzaddik miikara, we'll call him, the one who was born into a world of Torah mitzvahs, He looks at the Baal Tshuva as somebody, he's giving up all the tanugim of the world. And if you talk to the Baal Tshuva will tell you that none of those tanugim in the end gave me what I was looking for. Otherwise, why would he be Baal Tshuva? None of those tanugim gave me what I was looking for. It didn't satisfy me because v'hanefesh lo temaleh. V'hanefesh lo temaleh. And the frum person is thinking, all right, I would have also liked to find that out, you know, the way you did. But I never even had a chance because my parents set me up like this. I was messed up from the beginning, being frum. I never had a chance to experiment or anything without feeling guilty and ganim and who knows, the Holocaust, everything. So I never had a chance to enjoy myself. You're a Baal Tshuva, and you say, Bemis, and the Baal Tshuva says, I'm telling you, it's no good. And the frum guy says, come on, me. And the Baal Tshuva says, I'm telling you, I did everything. It's not good. And the poor little tzaddik is thinking, you know, what a mazel. What a mazel. I wish I could have found out that it's not good. Like that guy. He found out that it's not good. I'm just being told that it's not good. But I'm always thinking that maybe it's taka good. Maybe there's something in this world. If I only had that tanug, there's a famous ma'aseh by Reb Zusha in Gan Eden. All ma'aseh with this. But maybe I'll get to it afterwards. But if I only could have that tanug, it's always hanging over the head of a firm person. If I would only know what that tanug is like, and then you look at the Baal Tshuva and he says, "I did that, and it's not." Shlomo Melech says such a thing. It's called Zenisis. I tried everything, whatever that means by Shlomo Melech. He tried everything. Havel Havolam Hakol Havel. So everybody's thinking, all right, I'd like to be Shlomo Melech and try everything and then to be able to write a book and to say, Havel Havel Makol Havel. But I never did that stuff because I'm a good boy. And I didn't do any of that stuff. And I don't feel that it's Havel Havel. I feel that if I had that pleasure, I'd be a happy person. So now we're living in a world where firm people are trying to have every pleasure, but with a hechshit. Because they want to have a talmud. When a person enters into this avodah, he's slowly megalad at the makar of all longing, of all emptiness, is for that dveikus basha. Elishal derech klal ha'odem harei lo oimed lizay zetzatam lekach shum mechapis lizanek. Usually a person does not know what is it, why is it that I feel so empty? Why is it that I have to look for another pleasure, another food, another vacation, another this, another that? Most people don't think about it. They just run. They just run after this stuff. Mostly just grabbing something to grab something. Don't think, why do I need this? But when the person chaps something of this world, believing that that's going to satisfy this need for tanug, then he's mafsid as nekudas ha-dveikus amitis. He loses the nekuda of true dveikus. Klaimer, v'afilu lo-nosin l'nekudas ha-tanug azul l'sayir. He doesn't even allow that nekuda to be misayir. He doesn't even come to that place to think that the shirish, the root of this need for tanug, is Hashem is born. He doesn't think about it. So what does he do? So he sees that this thing didn't make him feel happy. He got the ultimate wife, the ultimate house, the ultimate job, the ultimate kid, whatever it is. And he sees that at the end of the day, it's not working. So he throws his need for tanugim, the dvarim protim, chelkim, shalelim, and to more things that are only pieces of the tanug, of the big tanug. All those things of this world, whether permitted or forbidden. He throws himself into those things to try to satisfy the basmelech. Kol ma'adani oylam, to bring everything from everything in the world. Kol ma'adani oylam. Rav Schwartz writes that if the memshelas haseichel, if the power of the mind, of the intellect, has at least still a little bit of control over a person, has a say in his life, even if he's a person that hadn't had the fancy meal, the food that he wanted, but he at least recognizes, he at least stops and thinks. And we have brachas to be able to try to remind us that this is not the true tanuk. This is not the true Tanakh. And now we're living in a time where the kosher places are advertising their products as ultimate temptation, divine indulgence. You know, I'm talking about Chol V'Yisrael stuff, you know, divine galactical indulgence. And you know, I'm only a little bit off, you know that. It's not just these kind of lashonis that you find in the from publications. For what? For what? For a piece of meat? For an ice cream? For what? So a person is a bal seichel. He's able to laugh a little bit when he gives into one of these. We're talking only permitted, achas shomas. But he gives into one of these things. He's able to laugh a little bit at himself because he knows that the tanag amiti eino zeh. He doesn't have to wait till he feels empty. He knows that the tanag amiti eino zeh. This is not the tanag amiti. I'm trying to satisfy the bas melech with something that can't bring her ultimate satisfaction. Just can't. Huyoch lechol maichol gashmi. So the Torah is not saying we shouldn't eat. And the Torah is not even saying that we shouldn't. We're not. They're famous tzaddikim that they. The Torah is not even saying we can't enjoy the food. Hashem wants us to have. He wants us to have pleasure. He didn't have to create the food that should have good taste. He made a world that's colorful, that's beautiful, that tastes good. He made such a world. He wants his children to have a tam. There's an expression about chassidim. You know what it means in Yiddish? S. What does it mean? S. Eat. Right. S. If you've been zeichet to have a grandmother, then you've heard the words es gesundheit, right? Eat in good health. But the chassidim, they say es, eat. Aba Hashem lekech atir. The pasuk says es Hashem lekech. It doesn't work if you pronounce it et. I'm sorry, but es Hashem lekech atir. Es eat. It's okay to eat, but Hashem lekech atir. Es Hashem lekech atir. But be a God fearing person, and a God fearing person eats. And he says it's geshmak and but a Yirei Shemayim has to try to strengthen that feeling within himself. Zeloza. It's not it. If you really think it's it, that's very, very scary. Zeloza. A Yirei Shemayim Zeloza. Alchas Kamavakam, Dvar Masum, talking about Dvar Mutarim, permitted things. Zeloza. Everything here is kosher. Zeloza. So the advertisement you haven't lived until you spent Pesach, you know, in Spain or something like that. You haven't really lived until you had your Seder in the Sahara or whatever. You haven't really lived. And then you get there, so you tell your wife, I think we should try to live. We haven't really lived. So you go there to that place and then you have Pesach over there. Shas Mais, at least the person has enough of a seichel to be shoylet on that Messias that he's living through to say, Zeloza. Could have saved himself a lot of money if he would have thought that before he went. Zeloza. And Yodesh Azui Klipa Ba'al Mashal Hatari. And you have to go Vaita. You have to say, so what is this? I mean, I'm enjoying myself. There's a good meal. I'm enjoying myself. It's a nice hotel over there. It's a 5-star, whatever, deluxe hotel. I'm enjoying myself. I get good service here. It's a nice place. The weather's great. I'm enjoying myself. So now it might get a little bit more tricky. To stop and to think. But the person has to stop and hold himself and to say, Zui klipa ba'alma shel atanig. It is a tanig. But it's a klipa ba'alma. It's a klipa ba'alma, a little tiny, tiny little peel of the tanig ha'amiti. Of the tanig ha'amiti that Ramchal's talking about, that the whole Mesil Sham is built on. Va'atanig should be'emes ani mishtoikek loy zu nekuda lo shani mishtoikek lo. But and the true tanig, the tanig that I'm really, really mistaken, zu nekuda harbe yosef pnimis. It's nekuda harbe yosef pnimis than an ice cream or a barbecue or a hotel or whatever. Harbe yosef pnimis. Yesh ne'imra mukisha, my Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yoslev. There's a very deep Torah from Rabbi Nachman. Ku Omar, he says. Dover echad pa'alti etzlechem. It's a famous thing he said. Dover echad, Reb Nachman said towards the end of his life, Dover echad pa'alti etzlechem. I was successful that I was poil one thing by you, by the Chassidim. I accomplished by the Chassidim. Sha'afilu im ta'avru averus, that even if you're going to be over averus in life, avalas atanug shla averus lakakti lacham. But the tanug of averus, I took away from you. It's a very deep thing. So Rabbi Nachman said to Chassidim, sorry fellas, you might do averus in life. Maybe I wasn't successful in stopping you, that you'll never do an aver again. But one thing I took from you, if you're one of my guys, you're not going to have a tanug from the aver. It's a murdic thing. You're not going to have a tonic from an aveir. You might do an aveir, but you're going to feel sick and empty. You're not going to feel a tonic. You're not going to mistake that to think, oh, zehu zeh. No way. He says, not once I wash that out of you. You're not going to have a tonic anymore. No more tonic. Odom shesover sha tonic be'etzem hum ha'olam hazeh. A person who understands that a tanug of this world, that any pleasure of this world, it's coming from the city dweller, from the guf, from Olam Hazeh. A person who holds that tanug begins and ends in this world, he throws himself completely into the tanugum of this world, which is what most of the world is doing. If you believe that tanug comes from this world, and that's the entire domain of where tanug begins and tanug ends, then the saying is, go for it. Just get whatever you can. Get whatever you can. Because that's all it is. It's just Olam Hazeh. So why not have a better piece of Olam Hazeh? If that's all it is, then just get whatever you can. Mutter, also, just get whatever you can. Usually they'll add something on and say, like, just don't hurt other people. Yeah, they usually say that. The Bali Tanugim, they like to always say, I'm not hurting anybody. So then go for it. If the whole Tanug comes from this world and ends in this world, then go do what you want. And he, Taka, throws himself with kol ramach evav shesagida, with his entire being, he throws himself into the tanugim of this world. The whole ramach and shesa, this world. How to get more of this world. Because that's where it starts, that's where it ends. That's the sherish of tanug. So his way of living is, I didn't get the amount of money that I would like, so I haven't been able to have the ultimate tonic, so it keeps on going for that. To make it higher. Aval adam shemargish shebishar shu oichel misanig min ha'oichel zu nefila. But a person who's able to stop after the chocolate indulgence, super deluxe, dessert, he's able to look at himself and to laugh and cry a little bit and to remember what? That the tanug that I'm having from here is in the fila. The fact that I'm using the crown of the king, which is tanug, I'm using it not in my davening, not in my learning. I don't enjoy my davening. I don't particularly enjoy my learning. I don't enjoy being mekayem mitzvah. But I enjoyed this dessert. A person who understands that, harei shahaoketz shalatanu kvar nilkach mimenu, the intensity, like the sting, the intensity of the tanug has already been taken away from him. And that's where Rabbi Nachman said, I was poiled by the chassid. I took that away from them. I took away from my chassid, and Rabbi Nachman was saying, I took away from that delusion that tanug is this world. I took it away from them. So they still try to get it. So Machsidim says, you might still want to do some aveiros, but a tanug, that's finished. Because you know why? Because after you eat that thing, then you're gonna feel like I can't believe this is my tanuk, Mr. Man. Don't I remember what it was like being by Rabbi Nachman? The Hungarian wine, right? You don't remember what it was like. This is your tanuk. This is your tanuk. So then, if you feel that, not guilt, but if you feel that that's not it, zeloze, and you're able to be in control in that place, so you're already holding by that nekuda hapnimis. At least to want, like we were learning last night from Leibler, at least to be in the chatzir, at least the chatzir, in the courtyard of the king. It's already a big thing. And then the oikets of the tanuk vanilka chimel, the intensity of the pleasure that you're going to have from this world, it's not going to be the same. And if it's not the same intensity, like if you're the person that sits after you have that unbelievable dessert, you sit around for the next half hour, oi, oi, oh, and then you write articles about it like that, or they have like on the news, they used to have this guy, I don't remember his name, on CBS, I don't remember which station, he was like a food critic, you know, he goes to, I can't imagine what this guy looks like, he goes to every single restaurant, then he says over a whole thing, like to rate the food in that restaurant, and people listening, they say, oh, I have to go to this restaurant, because, oh, Anthony Dias Blue. I think that was his name, maybe I'm wrong. So I have to go to that restaurant because he said it's like a number 10, this restaurant. Also, you haven't lived till you went to that restaurant. And then a person goes to the restaurant, he sits around and they talk about how the food was so good. And everybody sits around talking about the food. So then that person, after the whole thing is done, so he's left in the same place, by Nefesh Lot to Malay, and then he says to his wife, you know, I think I could do better than that place. I think the eitzah that he gave me on the radio wasn't such a gewaldig eitzah. It was okay, but I think I could do better. I got to find a better eitzah because I'm not feeling like I'm full. I don't feel full. Then there are high madrigas, the people looking for all kinds of causes to get involved in. So yeah, sometimes you have these actors or these actresses, if they spend their whole lives being mizanda, being manaif, all kinds of crazy things. And like before they die, they support some noble cause. And let's say it's not for publicity, because it's already finished with the publicity. Or some basketball star that's like, you know, retired 20 years ago or something, and he goes and shoots with kids in the ghetto or something. So it's, we're moving on to some higher purpose, to some higher pleasure, which, by the way, of course, is a serious step up. It's getting closer to the crown. It's getting closer to the king, for sure. The more noble the pleasure, the more ruchniistic the pleasure, the closer you're getting to the crown itself. But hanefesh lo tumaleh. So Menachem said, "I took away from you that delusion, that mistake. You're not gonna have this thing that the tanug is of this world. So your avarus you're not going to enjoy anymore. Not going to enjoy. And if a person doesn't enjoy his avarus, at some point he begins to think, I might as well stop doing it, you know? If you're not enjoying your avarus, what's the tachlis? What's the tachlis? The whole rutzen to do the avarus comes because I want to be satisfied by this avarus. And I believe that this affair is going to bring me satisfaction. If it's not bringing you satisfaction, then what's the tachlis? Why should I bother with it? That's what Rabbi Nachum is saying. I took away from you the tanug, which means ultimately I took away from you the affairs. Ultimately. The tanug. Yeah?
Wouldn't that other person also have the risk of looking...
With?
The person must have the same risk. Either whatever he's doing now is not designed. So he either can look for things that are better or things that are worse. So wouldn't there be a risk in that also?
There's always a risk in that, because a person, like the Pizetsna says, a person wants excitement. So sometimes a person that tried like so-called good things of the world and he hasn't been satisfied, so then he could do things like piercing his skin, doing self-destructive crazy things, or all kinds of dangerous things. You know, you have these people that they do dangerous things, very dangerous things. They get a thrill to go and to risk their lives doing dangerous things. So what's that tonic? What's the tonic? It's a tanug, like you know, going on a motorcycle over a mountain or something to land on some schach. I don't know what. What's the tanug? What's the tanug? What is the tanug? The tanug is that the princess is bored. You understand? The princess is bored. So she tried things that look like they're like fun, but it's all very like just she's tired of it. She's bored, especially nowadays where people have everything. You get bored. So then you're right. They could start to look for things that are mamish destructive and horrible. All kinds of things, because a person wants to have some sort of feeling, because they think that what they're missing is excitement and some intense feeling, and I'm not getting that intense feeling from positive things. Maybe I'll get it by cutting myself. Maybe I'll get it by some other way, something to do something, even to hurt people, to do crazy things. What do you have these people that they're going from England or from Western Europe that they're joining up with ISIS? What kind of a tonic is that? You think that's religious? You think it's a frumkeit, that Indian? It's not a frumkeit. It's something very, very, very strange. That's a tonic for you? You get some girl from some suburb of London. She goes to these chais with these behemoths. You know how she's treated the second she arrives. She gets a big shalom aleichem. I don't have to explain to you what that means. And then she says, "Oh, gee, I'm just coming to help you guys. You know, just coming to help." What's the tanug of a civilized person going to ISIS? Scary. What's the tanug? What does it satisfy? What does that satisfy? They're looking for satisfaction because that's what motivates everything in the world. In other words, I'm going to get something. So you could say, because they have a religious belief and that's going to... Very, very far-fetched. That a civilized person, a Western civilized, educated person would have a time of getting involved with beheadings and things like that. It's strange. But to live in with these animals, the way they live, it's strange. It's so strange. I'm not a psychologist. I don't understand what's the tanug. It looks to me like it's crazy. Why would you go do such a thing? What's the tanug? But there is a tanug. Rabbi Nachum said, "I took that away from the chassid." It's an amazing thing. In b'shosh adam oichel who lo rak margish shizun nefila. If when a person is eating. Not only does he feel that it's nefila, like this is not the tanug. Huloze, zaloze. Remember, that's the beginning of our avoda. I mean, sorry to spoil the party, but to be able to stop and to say zaloze, this is not it. It's a spark, a crumb of l'sanag al Hashem. That's what it is. It's a crumb of l'sanag al Hashem. Now the next level is this. Not only does he feel after he has this tanug of the world, not only does he feel that it's in the feel for me, like you're feeling even worse than before you had the tanug. It happens a lot with guys and girls when they do bad things. Then they thought they're going to have a big tanug, but then afterwards they feel very bad. So that's one madrega. To see it's in the feeler, in the feeler. I thought this was the tanug I was dreaming about, now I feel just in the feeler. But a person who goes to the next level, who's able to understand that this hishtaikikus learning besom is the hishtaikikus ledvekus, that all of my hishtaikikus, all that I want, all that I long for, all the onig that I'm looking for is really what? Is really be'emes a hishtaikikus ledvekus basha. It's an interesting thing, you know? I never met a person in my life who regretted learning Torah. I've met people who used to be people from Europe that they learned a lot of Torah, and then after the war, they stopped keeping things. I met a lot of people like that over the years. I always liked to talk to them. I would always talk to these people. I was trying to always understand what's going on. A lot of conversations with these Jews from the survivors that are no longer from. And you know, when I would talk to them, 99% of the time they start to tell me over like Gemaras that they remember, and they remember ooh. I was by the Rebbe, by the vision, by the Havas. He starts to tell me about what was by the Tish, and what was by the Rebbe. And he says, "You don't know what it is, but they go now. I remember it was by the Havas Yisrael. Ooh, was there a thing about the Habas Yisrael, about the Chassidim, what was a Chassidus? And these are not religious people. How come they don't say, I can't believe I wasted the first 20 years of my life sitting by some vision survivor? I can't believe I wasted all that time sitting in yeshiva and learning. All they want to do is talk to you about what they remember from learning. I never met a person who regretted being religious. I met many people who stopped being religious. And there are many causes for that. But I don't remember a person who regretted being religious. I wasted all those years being Shem and Shabbos. You know what I could have done on Shabbos? You ever meet a person like that? I can't believe all of those years I sat at home on Shabbos. All of those years I sat at home on Shabbos. I could have gone shopping. I could have gone to the ballpark. I can't believe 40 years I sat Shabbos doing nothing. I never in my life met such a person who would ever say such a thing. But I've met a lot of people who will wistfully look back on the time that they were Shem and Shabbos. But they won't speak against it. But they'll look back on when they were by Tzaddikim. They remember what it was like by Tzaddikim. It's an interesting thing. You would think that since they made a decision not to enjoy those pleasures anymore of being by the Tzaddik, you would think that they would say, well, I can't believe I did that. It's a stupid thing. That's so stupid. I never heard anybody talk like that. The only people who talk like that are professors who are writing books and who have theories like that. But not the people who live that way. Only by people who never went to the Ahavas Yisrael. They'll write about how people must feel. Then they write their books like that. They're fancy books. But if you were by the Ahavas Yisrael, you're not saying, what a waste of time. I stood online for 2 hours to go see that rabbi. What a waste of time. I never met anybody like that. No. As a matter of fact, the people that I have met, for the most part, look at those times as being the highlight of their lives. The highest points, the highest times. And they'll say, oh, I can't do it anymore. Yeah, it's not business. I respect you, but I can't. It's not for me. You do it, it's not for me. But then they talk about how it was, with great nostalgia and longing. It's an amazing thing. No. If you or I make a mistake, we make some stupid mistake. Let's say you had a final and you studied the wrong book, you know? But it happened to me once. You studied the wrong book. I never went to the class, and some guy was making a joke, and he told me what to read, and I read the whole wrong thing. So then you look at yourself, and you say, you know, I made a mistake. So then you say, oh, but it was gewaltig. You don't say that. You just can't believe it. I can't believe that. I studied the wrong thing. I'm going to have to do this class over or something, whatever it is. I studied the wrong thing. That's not it. Usually when you make a mistake, you regret the mistake. I invested in a terrible business. You regret it. But when people invested in Yiddishkeit, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of lives, I never heard anybody say, I regret that. I regret all the hours I spent learning Gemara. I never heard anybody say that. Never. They just say, I can't. But no, not that it was a mistake and I regret it. I never heard such a thing. Maybe a person would say that. Maybe you heard such a thing. Maybe a person would say to cover it, whatever, all kinds of, but I don't believe it, even if I would. I never heard it, but if I would hear it, I wouldn't believe it either. Elamai, ke'eis, and then he shoylet al atzmi, v'nini oich l'samayich l'zeh. So this is very higher level. The person says, I understand that all hishtekikus, all need for tanu comes from the need for dveikus b'Hashem, but I had a nefila, and I couldn't control myself, and I threw myself into this piece of food, looking for something that's not there. He just puts in parentheses to remind us, of course, the food is kosher, right? There's no problem of halacha and so on. But tzura kazu, if a person at least tries this avodah, and this is an avodah even for people like us, for regular people, we could do this. I'm not saying all the time, but we could try every now and then to do this. But tzura kazu, when you live this way, la'at, slowly, whom Yisragel lizay shekol pam shemisoyre etzloi rotzal netamuv, he begins to see. It begins to become clear to him that what? That whenever he's misoyre with a rotzen fetanug, he megiim in the kudas on the shama apnimis, he knows that where's it coming from? From the basmelach, from the nefesh. It's coming from the Nekudas on the Shoma HaPnimis Sheroitzel is Anig L'Hashem. There's chalishing for Blad Gemara. There's chalishing for Nigan. There's chalishing for Dveikus B'Hashem. True Dveikus B'Hashem. So you might not think that you will, I'm not interested in the Gemara. I'm not interested in Nigan. I'm not interested in the Mitzvah. That's only because, unfortunately, you don't identify a Blad Gemara with Tanakh because of whatever you went through in your life. Whatever happened to you. Of course that could happen. But since you're not in that place of Lisanig al Hashem, so you look for Tanug someplace else. So I don't know, I don't see a Tanug in the Gemara, I don't see a Tanug in Shabbos, I don't see a Tanug in any of these things. So you look for it somewhere else. But this person who's in this, at least in this place where he's working on it, like we're talking about now. Slowly, slowly, he's megala the makar of this longing, which is what? Lis anegel Hashem. That's the kesa, that's pnimius akesa. We didn't get to amuna yet. I can have time tonight, I guess we'll next week. Pnimius akesa is amuna. Pnimius of a pnimius. But at least he's in this place where what? He understands that the makar of all the shtarkikus is lis anegel Hashem. And even if it's in Seichel, he gets it. He gets it. He learns this and he thinks about it and he chazes it over and he gets it. It's already a big thing. And the clearer this becomes within the person, the more it's revealed deep within the person, kach mimela yuchal yoyse l'esanik. Mimela, when he learns, when he davens, and he does mitzvahs, he's going to have more tana. He'll have much, much more pleasure. Once he understands, and it's clear to him, he believes b'emunah shleima, that that's really the makar of all tanugim. That's coming from the place, that's the keser, that's the crown, that's the makar, that's the highest thing. And that's where it's coming from. See, he'll look for it in his avodas Hashem. He won't look, what's the fastest minion in town? What's the fastest minion in town? So they tell him there's the Hashkoah minion, you know, there's Hashkoah minion at 7, when's it finished? That's going to be finished. A good day, 8:30, 8:40. It's not bad. Starts at 7, ends at 8:40, not bad. If I come at 7:15, 7:20, if I leave at 8:25, so it's only suffering for an hour. And there's a Kiddush club, oh, there's a good Kiddush. I'm making, of course, late sonnets, but it's very sad. He doesn't anticipate pleasure in his davening. Is there any other place in the world where people walk in, even though it makes them so miserable, like the shul? It's an interesting thing, no? And not only that, they pay membership to be there. Most people don't pay membership to get tortured. Remember, you pay membership, you come to a house of horrors, and you have a card at the gate, you see, and you say, yeah, I'm here. I said, what are you here? I hate it here. So why are you coming? I'm a member. So you try to get in as late as you can. You try to leave as early as possible, but you got to show up. The House of Horrors. And not only that, you heard that they're sending up the most despised Baal Tefillah in the whole shul, right? The worst, the longest Baal Tefillah in the whole shul. So why are you going there? I got to go. It's not a time. If it would be, if a person's world would be l'sanig b'Hashem, every minute in shul would be like the kuzvi describes the avening by the chassid. What it means, pri hazman, the fruit of his day. He looks forward all day long. All he looks forward to is that he's going to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to be in shul. Now, that's what he waits for the whole day. That's what he longs for. It's hard for us to be masters, but that's the training that we have to engage to get to that place. In order to come to that place, we have to go to the Rosh, to the highest, highest part of Keser. There's Rotzen, there's Tanug, and there's Amun. Mr. Shem, next week we'll begin with Amun.